In Iraq this weekend, American and Iraqi military forces launched renewed attacks in their campaign against insurgent operations. And insurgents persisted in their campaign of car bombings and shootings. A car bomb explosion today in a Baghdad restaurant at lunchtime killed at least 8 people, according to the Associated Press. In Tikrit, the AP reported that a car bomb earlier today killed 2 Iraqi soldiers and 1 civilian. And in the combined American-Iraqi effort to take the fight to the insurgents, this weekend U.S. Marines claimed to have killed more than 50 insurgents in 2 attacks in western Iraq. NPR's Deborah Amos joins us now from Baghdad. Deb, start with the latest attacks on insurgents. What more do you know?
Leanne, most of what we know about the operation in western Iraq comes from the U.S. military. Reporters were only embedded on the second day of this 3-day operation. Apparently, this town, Karbala, had about 60,000 people in it. But when the U.S. operation got there, it was mainly deserted, save for insurgents. A month ago, there was something called Operation Matador. And in that operation, the town was filled with people, but the insurgents had fled. So this time, it's the reverse. Fighting is still going on today. Those are reports from the scene, and it is not clear what did happen to those civilians who lived in that town.
What about the insurgents and the places that they were hiding in these and maybe other some recent attacks? What kind of things have been found?
Well, according to reports from the area, apparently there was a car bomb factory there, and they found some Iraqi hostages. There are reports there was a 19-year-old who was freed as Marines broke down a wall and found 4 men who were chained to the walls. There were nooses, electric cords, places where apparently their heads were put in water. The 19-year-old who was questioned said he'd been there for 3 weeks. What's very peculiar is the insurgents didn't ask him anything. This was simply torture for torture's sake. But it was the kind of place that we used to see in the Iraqi town of Fallujah last year. And it's clear that the insurgents had set up camp in this town.
Give us a picture of the Allied forces that are launching these attacks against the insurgents. How many American Marines are involved and how many Iraqi military personnel?
According to military sources, Leanne, this is a big one. These are U.S. forces, British aircraft, and for the first time, Iraqi soldiers are up there. Now, I was on the street a couple of days ago in an Iraqi operation, and the Americans who were working with them there pointed out something that I'm sure is happening in western Iraq, and that is their intelligence is better than the U.S. They can speak the language. They can spot a foreigner. And so this time, they have Iraqi soldiers up there with them integrated into Operation Spear.
Now, explain why a large amount of this effort has been focused in recent weeks in western portions of the country near the Syrian border.
Leanne, on Thursday, a U.S. military official said to a press conference that that part of Iraq was their worst problem. What they say is that this is the area that they find rat lines, which is their description, and that means insurgents are coming across the border. These are foreign fighters. It's a pipeline, and they wanted to shut it down. They have tried before. It's the third operation up there, but they keep coming back. And maybe that explains why last month they were in the town and the civilians were there, and this month the civilians fled because they knew something the insurgents didn't, that the Marines were coming back. So this is a rather large operation. They've been using 500-pound bombs to take out some of these safe houses. It is safe to say there may not be much of that town left, but the idea is to shut off the pipeline.
Talk a little bit about what's happening on the political front. There was some progress this past week. The Shiite-led parliament actually reached an agreement with Sunni political leaders on the process to draft a new Iraqi constitution. How do prospects look for the process?
You know, when we talked last week, Leanne, we were saying it stalled. Mm. And this week they managed to craft a deal. Now, neither side is happy about it. What the Sunnis said is we want 25 seats on the Constitutional Committee. The Shiite-led government said, nope, 15 is enough. That's all you're going to get. So here's what they did. They put 15 Sunnis on a parallel body to the committee and 10 observers. But how they wrapped this neatly up is they said every vote will be by consensus. So it doesn't matter if there's 1 Sunni or 100 Sunnis. Anybody can derail this process if they don't like the draft constitution as it comes out of that body. So both sides have accepted it. Now, the key will be, can Sunni political leaders who have only emerged over the last couple of months, can they sell this to a Sunni population who feels like an embattled minority? These were people who were used to positions of power under Saddam's time. They were used to being on top. They are no longer in that position. It is a Shiite-led government. So these leaders are going to have to learn how to sell it to their population.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad. Deborah, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leah.